Indiana's state revenue stream has been strong in the current fiscal year, with the state collecting $550 million more dollars from July to December than was forecast. Sales tax collections are up, so too are corporate tax collections. The state is even taking in more income tax than it expected. But one major revenue source, casino gaming, has not seen the same recovery as the rest of the state's economy. As WFIU's Stan Jastrzebski reports, lawmakers and analysts alike say competition from other states mean the state must cut its reliance on gaming dollars.
A 2011 report from the Rockefeller Institute of Government sounds a familiar theme. Only Nevada used more casino revenue in fiscal year 2010 to fund government than did Indiana. At its height about 4 years ago, Indiana casinos stocked the state's general fund with more than $850 million each year. But in those intervening years, there was a recession, gamblers stayed away from casinos, and that number has dropped to where it sits now. Still about $750 million a year. But analysts say while the free fall may have slowed, it has not stopped.
Gaming revenue, we thought back about 5 years ago, 10 years ago, was countercyclical, that the casinos would not be affected by any kind of recessions. But we're finding out now that that's not the case.
Ed Feigenbaum writes about the state's gaming industry for his publication Indiana Gaming Insight. He says a new casino in the Chicago area and one in Cincinnati mean the state likely hasn't seen the worst of its drop in revenue. Ohio is the state which most worries the man who will write much of next year's Indiana state budget, House Ways and Means Chairman Jeff Espick. Espick notes the state gets about $1 billion a year in gaming revenue when you include the state lottery and other sources, but he says a large chunk of that could be spent in neighboring states in the coming years.
It's estimated that maximum impact, if everything bad, if you will, should happen to us in terms of competition, we could lose about a quarter of that, or some $250 million a year could be lost in revenues.
Espick says it's a problem he's aware of, but he's not sure other lawmakers have noticed.
I don't think that the average legislator has come to accept it totally yet.
Ed Feigenbaum takes the criticism a step further.
Legislators have been beaten over the head with this information for the past several years and have chosen to stick their heads further in the sand on this.
So has Indiana become too reliant on casino revenue? Again, Jeff Espick.
Oh, that's an easy statement that everybody would agree with. I mean, we took what we could get, right? So long as we can withdraw gracefully, I don't think there's any permanent harm if we insisted on continuing to spend at a level that we can't justify by income, then that would be irresponsible, and I would say we'd become too dependent.
Both the Indiana Gaming Commission and the State Budget Agency declined comment for this story, though numbers from the budget agency show that while the state expected to take in almost $250 million from casinos and racinos from July to December of last year, $21 million of that never materialized. Feigenbaum says casinos may ask for perks to help them prop up their businesses in the face of the new competition, but Espick says that's an argument he hears often.
Farmers say the same thing, and so do hospitals say that. You know, give me a break. So do manufacturers say, if you just give me a break on my taxes or give me a credit for expanding, you know, this will create jobs. And everybody says the same thing.
Espick says he expects the state to rely less on casino revenue when he begins work on the next budget about a year from now. But because the Cincinnati casino isn't scheduled to open until about the time Indiana's next budget goes to print, the state's numbers, like those on many gaming floors in the state, are likely to be something of a crapshoot. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.
You got to know when to hold up.